Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and on this final segment, we're going to be talking about a hiring and education fair going on at Fort Riley next week, November 7th. And we've got a couple guests in the studio, Benita Edwards, Army Community Service Employment Readiness. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Marion Moore, Fort Riley Education Services Education Specialist. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So this is happening next week, November 7th. Tell us, let's go over the date, time, and location, Benita.
Yes, the date is, as you say, 7 November. That's next week on Thursday. It'll start from the fair. It will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fort Riley's Army Community Center. There will be over 100 employers in school on hand.
Okay. And what will people find here if they come out to the Hiring and Education Fair?
Well, the participants, they'll find recruiters and educators that are passionate about helping the Fort Riley community with increased hiring and education opportunities.
Okay. And the goal of the event here today, or next week?
Yes. The goal is to provide the community the opportunity to network with local, state, and federal employers and educators who are offering jobs and personal development choices to further their career path.
Okay. Lots of opportunities here for, then this is open to veterans and non-veterans?
It is open to everyone, okay? Whether you're a veteran transitioning out 6 months to a year out, they're all welcome, military spouses, DA civilian, and the local community. So again, it is open to everyone. It's not just open to our soldiers here on Fort Riley.
All right, so if you're looking for a job possibility here, this is a good opportunity for that next week. The hiring side of the Hiring and Education Fair, let's talk a little bit about that. What would you tell the soldiers and others who are coming there to talk to prospective employers?
I would just tell them, just come be prepared. You know, there will be opportunities for them to interview. They'll also be offering jobs on the spot. So, again, just be prepared. They can also come with their resume in hand. Most likely, the employers will tell them to go and register online or submit their application online, but just be prepared to have their applications or their resume in hand.
So do you find a lot of folks do get hired right on the spot at these types of events?
Yes, we have got some feedback that they are hiring on the spot because the jobs are available at this time.
Fantastic. Well, that's good to know. As far as an idea of some of the employers who will be there?
We have multiple construction companies, financial institutions, contracting services, and more. Just to name a few, we have Geary County USD 475, Geary Community Hospital, Irwin Army Community Hospital, Raleigh County Police Department, Armed Forces Bank, Landmark National Bank, Social Security Administration, U.S. Border Patrol, FedEx, and there's many more. But you can find a complete list on our Fort Riley MWR web Facebook.
Okay. That's great. So you can go there and you can kind of tailor it to your own needs there.
Yes.
If there's a area of expertise you have. As far as we've talked a lot about the hiring side, let's talk a little bit about the education side of the Hiring and Education Fair. And Marion Moore, you have more information on that?
Yes, I do. We have a variety of schools and institutions that will be coming. We have technical and specialty schools. We have the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, KU School of Health Professionals, Universal Tech Institute, WyoTech, Heavy Construction Academy. We also have various community colleges from Kansas. And then we have many four-year schools from all over the United States. We have Purdue University is coming, Southern New Hampshire University, Pittsburgh State, Oklahoma State, Missouri Western. We have schools from Connecticut, New England, California, Florida. We also have people on site who can assist individuals who are interested in schools, and that includes, we have from TRIO, we have some Ray Cruz, who works with the FAFSA, with the Federal Financial Aid. He will be there. We have someone from Fort Riley Combined Scholarship Fund. We have Military OneSource to help spouses with scholarships. We have Education Services Counselors. And we have have transition services there, too, for soldiers that are preparing to separate from the military.
All right.
So we have a whole team there.
So all together, how many schools would you say are represented here?
We have about 50.
50, okay.
Yeah, quite a group.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that would high schoolers be a target audience of this?
Sure. In the years past, we have had high schools come. Guidance counselors have brought them over, or they've come on their own, just checking schools out and getting an idea of what they may be interested in the future.
All right. Those looking to further their education, is there anything they need to do to prepare for this event?
Well, we do. It's more a question and answer. Going by each table, speaking with people, finding out what degrees and programs the schools offer. We also have many soldiers who do transfer as they move from post to post. They are interested in transferring some of their credits. So that would be another option for soldiers. If they're interested in finding a new home school, they can talk with some of these school representatives and see what's a good fit for them.
And a lot of that can sometimes be, will this credit transfer to this school?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they may not be able to get down to the minute detail, but they can tell them how many credits can transfer roughly and get them more information, get them in touch with an advisor.
Okay, super. Well, if people need more information here on either side, the hiring or the education side, who should they get a hold of?
They can contact on the education side. They can call me at 239-6481, Education Services, and I can pass out information.
Yes, and on the hiring side, I can be reached at 785-239-9435.
And both of us will have the information on Fort Riley Facebook for our organization, so somebody can go in there and find the list of employers and schools that will be there so they can get a head start. But we encourage soldiers, family members, anyone interested to come by and check it out. Hopefully our weather will be better. Last year we had our first snowstorm on the day of, so... But they predict good weather, so.
Yeah, well, maybe we're getting that out of the way here today and tomorrow. So, again, this is happening November 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will be at Riley's Community Center on post at Fort Riley. All right, well, thank you so much, ladies, for giving us this information.
Thank you so much, and meet us at the fair.
All right, sounds good. That'll do it here. Again, Benita Edwards and Marion Moore from the Army Community Service Employment Readiness and Fort Riley Education Services joining us here on In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, our program will include K-State Assistant Professor of Communication Studies and Assistant Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. That's a mouthful. Tim Schaefer will be joining us.
Oh, it'll be great to have him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got quite a story to tell, I bet.
Yes, and Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism.
All right. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon shortened with K-State Volleyball beginning at 4:45. Men's basketball to follow.